Here's a question for the holidays. Is there any dessert as widely hated as fruitcake? Even pop star Sabrina Carpenter made fun of it in her new Christmas album called Fruitcake.
Fruitcake just makes me sick.
If one opinion unites most Americans these days, it might be that fruitcake is gross. Well, a Canadian is here to try to change your mind. NPR's Netta Ulaby spoke to her.
Camilla Wynn gets it. She knows why fruitcake is so fractious.
I think it's because there's a lot of terrible candied fruit out there.
Yuck, those sticky, gunky globs of
unspecified little colored bits, bright red or bright green glacé cherries. They aren't representative of candied fruit generally.
Really good candied fruit is the difference between excellent and awful fruitcake, says Camilla Wynn, who is not just a candied fruit ambassador. She plays in a rock band, she's a pastry chef trained in Montreal, and she's a master fruit preserver who's written an acclaimed cookbook about jam. Right now, I'm listening to the latest album by her band, Sunset Rubdown, and leafing through her new cookbook, Nature's Candy. But here's the thing. To make the recipes, Wynn wants me to candy my own fruit. I told her, I'm sorry, but that's really way too much to ask.
Oh, I hate that you're intimidated. That's like the last thing I want. People are. I understand that.
It's time intensive. It seems very messy.
Very is definitely not true. Slightly messy.
I do not have a candy thermometer.
Oh, you don't need one.
Okay, Camilla Wynn is wearing me down. So I start doing what she says. I am peeling oranges, boiling the peels, then simmering them in equal parts sugar and water. Hopefully this works.
You just look at the bubbles. No problem. Think about like a concert or something. If they're kind of just grooving, that's good. You don't want them to be like moshing. You just want like a steady groove.
Cue a steady groove from Camilla Wynn's band, Sunset Rubdown. I have to admit that candying fruit is not as hard as I feared. It's cool to use up orange peels I would normally throw away. It took a few days for the peels to dry, but they turned out so pretty. They glisten. They look far more luxurious than candied fruit even from gourmet grocery stores.
It's one of the most ancient methods of preservation. It's been around since like ancient China, ancient Rome.
The fruitcake recipes in Nature's Candy, Camilla Wynn's new cookbook, honestly sound delicious. They encourage you to candy kumquats, cactus pears, and kiwis. But Nature's Candy also includes non-fruitcake treats like caramel corn with candied ginger and sugar cookies with candied jalapenos.
You get all this jalapeno syrup with it too, and it makes a really good base for a margarita if you're into that kind of thing.
Back in the lockdown days of the pandemic, many home cooks turned to baking bread. Candying your own fruit is similar, says Camilla Wynn. It scales up a sense of satisfaction and contemplation in the kitchen.
Unwind, de-stress, connect to beauty, kind of. The world's like a bit nuts.
And what goes better with nuts than candied fruit? Netta Ulaby, NPR News. I'm sick and tired of this holiday.